It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Last week, an actor from the show Empire, Jussie Smollett, was the victim of an alleged homophobic and racist assault in Chicago. That attack and other recent events have led to some emotional conversations about the political climate. Here's actor Ellen Page, who is herself a lesbian, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. She says the attack is reflective of the Trump administration, specifically Vice President Mike Pence.
Connect the dots. This is what happens. If you are in a position of power and you hate people and you want to cause suffering to them, you go through the trouble. You spend your career trying to cause suffering. What do you think is going to happen? Kids are going to be abused and they're going to kill themselves. And people are going to be beaten on the street.
Very powerful. And just days after the attack on Smollett. Joining us now to talk about this is WNYC's cultural critic and the host of Rebel, Rebecca Carroll. Rebecca, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So on Saturday night, Smollett, who's also a singer, he performed for the first time since the attack. Mm-hmm. And we have some tape of that.
I'm not fully healed yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to stand strong with y'all.
You can really hear in his voice that he's shaken, but resolute.
Yeah, you really can. And the tape also reflects the support system that he's so lucky to have and is tapping into right now. He had said earlier that he's working with the Chicago Police Department as they investigate the attack. He also said that these types of attacks on members of the LGBTQ community are happening every day, and that this should not be looked at as an isolated incident.
And that's similar to what Paige is saying, although she's adding that it's the political climate that's the cause. And I know it really struck you. What resonated the most?
Well, I think, as I said, you know, there's a real humanity and a vulnerability in what Paige said. But also, I think it's really important, let's be clear, you know, she's famous. Mm-hmm. And we know that the reason we're talking about this has to do with that.
And they're both famous. I mean, is that the only reason why this is getting so much attention?
I would wager, yes. Yeah. You know, last week, Candace Elise Pinkey, a black trans woman, was shot and left for dead, but didn't receive anywhere near the same attention.
Now, there was a Brian Lehrer Show caller last week, T, from Rockland County, who talked about the hierarchies and kind of class differences within the LGBTQ community.
Somebody like Jussie Smollett, God bless him. I feel bad for him. But if he had been me, you wouldn't even be having this conversation. He'd just be in the hospital, licking his wounds, trying to figure out what's his next move.
So, Rebecca, how big of an issue is this? Do you see any kind of shift anytime soon?
I mean, it's a huge issue, but I think what's really interesting is that, as the caller pointed out, he's talking about the community as arranged in a kind of totem pole way, like at the top, white people like Ellen DeGeneres and Ellen Page, and in the middle somewhere is RuPaul, and then at the bottom is an ordinary transgender person of color. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it's realistic to think that in a celebrity-driven society we will care as much about non-celebrities, but I do think we can use these celebrity moments to our advantage when it comes to social change and justice.
There's been a huge outpouring of support for Smollett from Hollywood and some politicians, even President Trump, but there's also been some conflict. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, the comedian Kevin Hart, tweeted his condolences to Smollett and was quickly criticized for not recognizing the connection between the jokes that ultimately got him ousted from hosting the Oscars and what happened to Smollett.
Right.
Hart said he didn't aspire to be an ally of the LGBTQ community. So some black folks are still figuring out how to embrace queer folks, and that figuring out can lead to grave repercussions.
WNYC's Rebecca Carroll, also the host of Rebel. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.